We're picking up on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, 9 lines down from the wide lines at the two dots. The Mishnah had listed that if a city does not receive rain, even though the cities nearby do receive rain, so then that city should immediately cry out to Hashem. So the Gemara comments, Amar Bihuda Marav, Ushtehem Leklala, both of them are for a curse. Let's see Rashi what that means. Shtehem Leklala. Akra Kais is referring to the pasuk Tichsiv that says, "Al ir achas amtir, ba'al ir achas lo amtir," that on one city I will send rain, and on another city I will not send rain. So the Gemara explains, "Shnehem l'klal," that the pasuk means that both should be a curse. Osa sheyamtir aleha rov geshamim, the one that will receive rain will receive too much rain. Shemakalkalin esetua, which will destroy the crops. That shelo yamtir, and the one that will not receive rain, ein geshamim vein tuva gedela, there is no rain, and therefore the crops, the grain will not grow. Asher lo tamtir aleha, Rashi's comments on the pasuk that Hashem says it will not rain on it, and tamtir is feminine, musav hadavar al ha'av, because it's referring back to the word cloud, shaha'av b'lashon nekeva, because cloud is feminine. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says in Malachim, Hine av kitana, a small cloud, and you see kitana is used because it's feminine. Kikaf ish olamayim, like the size of a hand of a man going up from the water. Okay, continuing the Gemara now, we'll quote other statements from Yehuda Marav that interpret different psukim. Haise Yerushalayim linida beinehem, in Eichad says that Yerushalayim will become like a nida. And Amar Yehuda Marav Libracha. Rehuda Marav says that in fact means for blessing, for good. Why? Kanida, that Yerushalayim will be like a Nida. Ma Nida Yeshla Hater, Af Yerushalayim Yeshla Tekan. Just like a Nida, who becomes forbidden but will eventually become permissible, so too Yerushalayim will eventually be rebuilt. Haisa Kalmana, so too the Pasuk says Yerushalayim will become like a widow, that the Jews will be sent away. Amar Yehuda Labracha, this also is a blessing, because it's only ke'amana, like a widow, v'lo amana mamash, but not actually a widow. Well, what does it mean to be like a widow? Ela ki'isha shahalach b'ayla medina sayam, she's like a woman who her husband has gone overseas, v'dayto lachter ala, but plans on returning to her. V'gam ani nasati eschem nivzin u'shvelim, also the Pasuk says in Malachi, that Hashem will make us Nivzin Ushvelim, will make us detested and lowly. So that also Amar Yehuda Libracha Zabracha, why? Dulamukmi Minan Lo Reshinari Velo Gizirifti. That when we are in exile and we are despised, so we will not be appointed to be in charge of the rivers, literally, meaning to collect taxes, Velo Gizirifti, not to be policemen, because since we're so lowly, we won't be appointed to those positions, which is a blessing, because everyone hates the people who collect the taxes and the police. Vihika Hashem es Yisrael kasher yanud hakaneh b'mayim, that Achia Hashiloni cursed Yeravam, that said for leading the Jews astray, that Hashem will smite Yisrael just as the reed sways in the water, that will be slapped around. So Amar Yehuda Marab Lebracha, this also is a blessing. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan said, "My dear, what does the pasuk mean when it says Ne'eman in Pitzei Ohev, that the wounds of a loved one are faithful? V'ne'etaros Nishiko Sone, but the kisses of a hated person, of an enemy, are deceitful, meaning that the wound of someone you love is better than the kiss of someone you hate. What does that mean? Tov Klala Shekilo Achia Hashiloni Es Yisrael Yosmi Bracha Shibirchan." Bilam, that the curse that Achia Hashiloni of the previous pasuk, when he cursed Yeravam and the Jews, since he was a Navi Yisrael and he was a tzaddik, so that was better than the bracha that Bilam the Rasha gave the Jews. Why? Achia Hashiloni killam bekana, because Achia cursed them that they should be like a reed. Amr lahem li Yisrael, he said to Yisrael, Vihika Hashem es Yisrael kasher yinud hakana, that Hashem will smite the Jews like the reed swaying in the water. So the Gemara says, well, why is that a blessing? Mak kanazu omid b'makom mayim, a reed stands in the place of water, in a river, so it always has water. V'gizo machlif, and its stalk or its shaft will return, will regenerate if it gets wounded. V'sharasha from Reuben and has many roots. V'afilu kol ruchu shiva olam bo v'noshvos bo, even though when all the winds come of the world and blow it, it doesn't move it from its place. It sways with the winds. So when the winds calm down, the reed stands in its place. But Bilam the Rasha blessed the Jews to be like a cedar. Shinemar karazim, because it says that the Jews will be like cedars. But that's actually a bad thing. Why? My erez eino omiv makamayim. The cedars don't stand and live near water. Vengiz amachlef, and its trunk will not regenerate if it's destroyed. Vein shirashav movement doesn't have many roots. Afil kol ruchos shiva olav noshos, when all the winds blow on it, emas yizus osobim komo, it can't move the tree. But kevin shenishva bo ruch thromos, when the strongest, the southern wind comes, ukarto bo fachto upon of it, will uproot it and overturn it on its face. So you see that the blessing of Achia Shiloni to be like the reed is greater than, I'm sorry, the curse of Achia Shiloni to be like a reed is better than the blessing of Bilam to be like a cedar tree. Not only that, the reed merited to be used, to be taken, to become a pen, and therefore merits to write Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Okay, let's see Rashi up until there. Rashi v'lo almana gemura, that Yushalayim will never be fully like a widow. Dehalo k'siv alman doesn't say that Yushalayim will be a widow. Ela ha'isa kelmana, she'll be like a widow. Ki isha ha'omenes ba'almanos chiyus albay, like a woman who is a widow while alive over her husband. What does it mean? Shehalach ba'asil achzer, that her husband left but will return. Dehlo mukmi minan reshe nari, that we won't become mochzin, Rashi says, tax collectors. Gizirifti sardiyotun Mirov Bizayon, and we will also not be the police officers, enforcers, because we are so despised. So that's really a blessing, because we don't want to be those things anyways. V'netaros Nishiko Sone, that the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Netaros Lashon Hafach, Netaros means something which is turned over. Kamrim Sech Sukkah, as it says in Sukkah, V'yaser Lo Ma Atar Zeh Mahapich Asetua, that the Atar would be used to turn over the Tua, Porka Balaz, in Old French. So therefore, netars means to be deceitful, meaning something turned over on itself. Inami, or another interpretation, netars lashon riboy v'yiter, means a lot and extra in krebolaz, kamo hetartim ay divreichem, that your words have, you know, been too much for me. So too, the kisses of an enemy are always too much, meaning they are unwanted. Birchon be'erez, Bilam bless him to be a cedar, ka'arazim alemayim, like the cedars coming up from the water. Erezeh, that's the pasuk of in Bilam's Nevuah. Erezeh eino omid b'makom mayim, that the cedars do not stand in water. So Rashi asks an obvious question. Vafagav dechsev v'kra karazim alimayim, even though in Bilam's Nevuah it says that the Jews should be like cedars growing from the water, so you see that cedars do grow near the water. Hahu lav Bilam kamar, Bilam didn't say that phrase that they should be coming, growing near the water. Lay the Bilam Amar Ka'arazim. Bilam just said they should be like cedars. V'hamalach, but the malach heishivu alimayim, the malach added and forced Bilam to say like cedars growing near water. V'chein kulhu, and similarly with all of the blessings of Bilam. De Bilam Amar Kenachalim, Bilam said that we should be like rivers, but that's really not so great. Why did him miss Yashrin? Because sometimes they dry up. V'kamer le'malach, and again the malach forced him to say, Natayu, planted rivers that will never dry up, the innovation alone that will never dry. And this is what the pasuk means when it says, "Vayapoch Hashem Elokim lochas aklal lebracha." Hashem changed the curses into blessings. Aide malach shoshiva aide malach, through the angel shoshiva aide malach, because the angel added on and changed what Bilam meant to say. Vafilu kol harucho shein kashas, all the winds come that are not so strong and they can't overturn it. But ruach dromos, when the southern wind comes, he kasha, this is the strongest. Kamrinan, as a we say Vavasra, Imali Ben Kates, Shemamida, if it were not for the Ben Kates, this is some sort of angel, Nesla means a hawk, the angel with the name of Ben Kates, Shemamida, that holds back the wind, no creation would be able to stand in its place. Shnemar's Pasuk says, Hamabinascha Yaver Nates, Yifros Knafav Leteman. Is it out of your wisdom that the hawk, or the angel named hawk, grows its feathers and spreads its wings to Latayman, to the south. So you see that, again, the Benates, this Malach, holds back the Tayman, the southern wind. Okay. Back into the Gemara. Three lines up from the bottom. Continuing the topic of reeds. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a braisa. Lo olam yehe adam rach kana, a person should always be gentle and soft and willing to bend like a reed. Valye kasha ker, the person shouldn't be so hard and unbending like a cedar tree. Maisa, and the following story illustrates that point. Shabbat, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Migdal Gadar. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon was leaving, left Migdal Gadar. The base rabbi, who's coming from the house of his Rebbe. By a Rachav Alachamur Umutayel Sfas Nahar, he was riding a donkey and walking about near the river. Basamach Simcha Gedola, and he was very happy. By Sedait of Gasolov, he was very proud of himself. Why? Because he had learned so much Torah from his master, and he felt very proud of himself. Nizdamilo Adam Echad, a person came to him, Shaymechur Biyorsu, who was extremely ugly. Amar Lo Shamalach Rabbi, this person said to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, he said, Shamalach, my teacher. Lo Hichzer Lo, and yet he didn't respond. Amar Lo, he said to him, Reka, empty one. Kama Mukhura Oso Aish, how ugly is this person? I mean, how ugly are you? Sheva Kopani Racha Mukharan Kamoscha, is everyone in your city as ugly as you are? Amrlo, so this person responded, Aniode, I don't know. Elaich Vemorlu Uman Shasani, why don't you go and tell the craftsman that made me, meaning God, Kama Mukhura Kleza Shasisa, how ugly is this vessel that you made? So Kavan Shiada Basma Shachata, so once Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon realized he had sinned and had insulted this person. Yarim and Chamar, he went down from the donkey, Vinishati Chlefanav, and spread out on the ground. Barmalai said, Nenesi Lecha, I've, you know, responded to you inappropriately. Machali, forgive me. Amelis, this person said, Eni Mochal Lecha, I will not forgive you. Achitelech Le'uman Shasani, until you go to the craftsman that made me. Va'amar Lokam Mechor Klizeh Shasisa, and you tell God himself, how ugly is this vessel that he made. Haimetayal Acharav, Ad Shigili Iro. And so Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon wanted forgiveness, so he followed him until this person reached the city. Yasub ne Iro Lakrasa. So all the people went to greet Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the great Tana who was coming to their city and visiting. By Omrim Lo Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and they greeted him as Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori Mori, our teacher, our master. Omrim Lo Shalom, so this other person said to them, "Miatim karim Rabbi, Rabbi, who are you calling your teacher?" Amar lo lezeh, shematay lecharecha, to this person, Elazar Rav Shimon, who's walking after you. Amar lehem, he told them, "Imzeh Rabbi, al yiru kamosuk b'Yisrael. This is your teacher. There should not be any more like him in Yisrael." Amar lo mifnei ma, they said, "Why is this so? Why do you have such a low opinion of him?" Amar lehem, he said to them, "Kach lekach. Also, this is how he treated me. This is what he said to me. He completely insulted me. Called me ugly." Amrulo, they said, Afal Pikin Macholo Sha'adam Gadol B'Torahu. It's true that it's wrong, but you should still forgive him because he's a great person in Torah. Amrulahem, he told them, B'Shvilchem Harini Macholo. For you, I'll forgive him. Ubavashle, Ragulasas Kane. But he should not become accustomed to doing this, meaning he should not do this anymore. He should change his ways. Miyad Amili Nechas Ralezer Rishimon Vidarash, Amili Ralezer Rishimon got up and taught to everyone, Lo olam yehe adam rach kekana, a person should always be soft and bending like a reed. Valye kasha ke'eretz, and don't be so hard and unbending like a cedar. Lefichach, and therefore zacha kana litol hemen akumos, that is why the reed merited to become the pen, lichtavo, sefer Torah tefillin umzuzuz, to be used to write the Torah tefillin and mizuzuz. Let's see Rashi. Nizami lo adam, a person came upon him. Yesh Sfarm Shekasavahem Eliyahu Zachor L'Tov. Some Gemaras say that that person was Eliyahu. V'niskavin L'chicho Shel Yari B'davar. And Eliyahu appeared to him to rebuke him so he shouldn't do this anymore. He shouldn't be so haughty and treat people improperly. Okay. That's all the Rashi. Back into the Gemara. V'chein Ir Sheish B'davar O'mapolas. Similarly, a city that has pestilence or O'mapolas, an avalanche, or where the buildings fall down, so that city, again, should immediately cry out to Hashem. So Tanna Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a braisa. Mapulas Shamru, when we said that you should daven immediately for Mapulas when the buildings and walls fall down to the city, that's only when brios, when healthy, sturdy walls fall down, v'luveruos, but not dilapidated, weak walls. She'enam ruios lipo, similarly, it's only when walls which are not expected or used to falling, only when those walls fall should you cry out. V'lo haruios lipo, but not walls that are about and ready to fall. So the Gemara says, "Hainu rios, hainu shein and rios lipol." Healthy, sturdy walls are the same thing as walls that are not fit to fall. Hainu rios and dilapidated walls, hainu rios lipol, are the same thing as saying walls that are fit to fall. So why this double language of saying it's, we only daven when sturdy walls, i.e., walls that are not fit to fall, do in fact fall? So the Gemara says, Lo sricha dinaflu machmas govayu. No, we need it because sometimes you can have a strong, sturdy wall that is still fit to fall. So they're not always synonymous. And how is that? For example, walls that fall because they're so tall, sometimes you have a very, very sturdy wall and it's very strongly built, but still, since it's so tall, they have a tendency to fall down. Inami dekami agudanara, or walls that are situated on the edge of the river. So too, even though they're very strong, but since they're built right near the river, sometimes that leads them to fall down. So if such walls would fall, we don't immediately call out, because even though they're sturdy, but at the same time they are fit and expected to fall. Fine. Let's see Rashi on that so far. Rashi Hachi, our seen as the correct version of the Gemara, and this is in fact our version. Mapul Shamru Brios Velo Ruos Shein Ruos Lipol Velo Shiruos Lipol Hainu Brios Hainu Shein Ruos Lipol Hainu Ruos Hainu Ruos Lipol Los Rucha De Kaima Gudinara. So again, the difference will be walls that are on the river edge. Mapul Shiesham Ruos Chazak Mapul, when there's a very strong wind. Shemapi Lachomos and which knocks down the walls. Mapul Shamru Masrin Alein, and this type of falling down, which we immediately cry out for, is only bibrios kamrinan. It's only when the walls were sturdy and healthy, shuachumus brios, that the walls were sturdy. Afubikain noflos mikoch neshivas haruach, and yet they fell down because of the blowing wind. Avleimahayachumus hanoflos ruos. But if the walls that fell were dilapidated, ain masrin alein, we do not cry out because they're expected to fall. Ukushain ruos lipol, and similarly, when the walls are not fit to fall, masrin alein, we cry out below ruos lipol, not walls that are fit to fall, that we expect to fall. So what is the difference between these two descriptions? So where it says, Lo tzricha hadiktani she'ena ru'uos u'ru'uos lipol. That's how we said that they can't be dilapidated or fit to fall. We only need that ela kigon dekai aguda dinaris, referring to walls that are on the river edge, asfasanar, on the river edge. Sha'afbi shihi b'ria, even though it's sturdy, ruya hilipol, it's fit to fall. Why? Shehamayim mapilinosan, because the waters will cause them to fall. Shemakalkon sakarka v'shochin es yisod, because it will ruin the ground and crumble up the foundation of the wall. Okay, let's keep going to the Gemara. Similarly, ki hahi ashisa ru'ua dahavi ben arayi. Similarly, we'll see this is another case when there is a certain dilapidated wall that was in the city of Nahardai. Dulhavi chalef rav ushmul tusa. And Rav and Shmuel would never walk underneath it because they're always worried it would fall down. Afagav the kaim of Asher Shleis Arshonon, even though it stood there for 13 years. So this, let's see Rashi on that. Ki hahi ashisa ru'ua, there's a certain dilapidated wall. Ba'asra, yet it stood in its place, bimkoma, for many years. 13 years, the Gemara said. So Afagav the ina ru'ua lipol, even though this wall apparently is not fit to fall, the Hakama Basra Kulihai, because it stood for so many years. Afilhachi Kivan de Ru'uahi, since it seemed weak, again, Lavi Chalfi Tusa, and therefore the Rabbi Shmuel would never walk underneath it, Elahai Amakiv Suyosa, they would go around it. So this would be the opposite example of a wall that is dilapidated, but yet is not fit to fall because apparently somehow it stays up. And again, if such a wall would be knocked down, we would not immediately daven because it's dilapidated, it's ru'ua. Okay, back into the Gemara. The Gemara will now tell us a story regarding that wall. Yom Achada, one day, Ikla Rav Ada Bar Ava Lahasam. Rav Ada Bar Ava was visiting Nehardai, Amrle, and they were walking along. Amrle Shmuel Rav. So Shmuel said to Rav, Nesi Mar Nakif, let the master go around the wall, because we never walk underneath this wall, because we're always worried it will fall. Amrle, Rav said, Lo Tzarichna Ha'idna, we don't need to today. Why? De'ika Rav Ada Bar Ava Behadon, De'nafesh Zichuse, because Rav Ada Bar Ava, who is such a great tzaddik, is with us, and he has so many merits, then we will certainly be protected, and the wall will not fall on us. Lo Mistafina, I am not worried, I'm not afraid that the wall will fall. Okay, then we'll now continue with some other stories. Rav Huna Havile Hahu Chamra Behahu Beisariya. Rav Huna one time had some chamra, some wine, a jug of wine or a barrel of wine in a Beisariya, in a dilapidated house, and he was worried the house was going to collapse. Uboy Lifnuye, and he wanted to remove the wine, take it out. Aile Lerav Adabar Avalohasim, so. But he didn't want to go into the building because he was worried it would fall down. So he brought Rav Ada Bar Ava into the building, Mashche B'Shmaisa, and he pulled him in teachings. Meaning he continued to talk with him, Ad Depanye, until he could remove the barrel of wine. Because again, he also was certain that the house wouldn't fall if he was with Rav Ada Bar Ava, who was such a tzaddik. Baster Denafik, once they left the building, Nafal Besa, the house fell. Argish Rav Ada Bar Ava, and Rav Ada Bar Ava realized what happened, and that they were using him to protect themselves. Ikbid, so he got upset. Savar Laki Hada Amr Vianai, because he understood and held like the statement of Rav Vianai, that what? L'olam al yamud adam b'makam sakana, that a person should not put himself in a place of danger. V'yomar osin l'nes, and assume and say, oh, they will make a miracle for me. Why? Shema ain osin l'nes, because maybe they won't make the miracle. Hashem won't do the miracle for you. Shema ein osin lones, v'im tim salomar osin lones, and if perhaps Hashem does the miracle for you, menachem lo mizuchu yosav, Hashem will take away from your merit. So Rav Ada Bar Ava didn't want to be used, that they should be protected in his merit, because he will lose his zuchuyos. Amar Rav Chana, Rav Chana said, what pasuk teaches this idea? The pasuk says, katonti mikol ha-chasadim mikol ha-emes, that Yaakov says that he has been made smaller from all the kindness and trustworthiness that Hashem has acted towards him, that he has become smaller, he has lost his zichuyos. The Gemara says, "May have uvdei Rav Ada Bar Ava." What was in fact the great deeds? What were the great deeds of Rav Ada Bar Ava that everyone viewed him as such a tzaddik? Kiha de Inmar, is as it is stated. Shalu Talmid of his students asked him, "Rav Ada Bar Ava, kama b'maha rachta yam, and why did he merit to live such a long life?" He told them the following: All my days I never became angry in my house. I never walked in front of someone who was greater than me. And I never thought in Torah in dirty places where it's not proper honor to think about learning. I never walked more than 4 amos without Torah, without wearing tefillin. I never slept in the base medrash. Loshinas keva, loshinas arai, not a permanent sleep, and not just a casual dozing off. Flosasti b'takalas chaverai, and I never rejoice in the downfall of my colleagues. Flokarasi l'chaverai b'hachinaso, and I never called my friend by his nickname. V'amrila b'chanichaso, and some say not by his last name, his surname, if it would embarrass him. So let's see Rashi on that so far. That was the greatness of Rav Ada Bar Ava. Menachin Mimatin, we lessen, we take away his merits. Hachi Garcino Lohik Padib Sukhbesi, never got angry. Vlalachti Blotar, never walked without Torah. Dekol Shai Tahavigars, he was always constantly learning. Behachi Naso, Shemachana Lobene Adam Kagon Shim Levi, a name that people used to call someone like a nickname. Or perhaps it was Chanichaso, Kumor Chanichas Avos, his father's name, his family name. The Gittin Adiodorus, as it says in Gittin, that we call people by their father's names up until 10 generations. Let's see Tosos on that point. Bahachina so, and his nickname Pirish Bikino Shim Chananoso, his nickname that people would call him. Ben Adam Luganai, that people would call him in a disgraceful or making fun way. Bichanicha so, or what does that mean? Pirish Kino Shem Ishpachto, the name of his family, Shem Levi. And that would be added to his name, Kamo Shem Chanichas Avos Begin Adasar Doris, as the Gemara Gittin says that people would be called by the fathers up until 10 generations. Kagon Rabbi Avram, even Ezra, for example, the famous commentator on Chumash, that that Ibn Ezra is called Ibn Ezra. He's the son of or descendant of Ezra. Shekol b'nei mishachto hayukorin hayunikorin kach, that everyone in his family were called Ibn Ezra. That was his last name. But again, Tosa says, v'dafka l'ganai, we're only talking about when the last name or the nickname somehow embarrasses or makes fun of the person, aval l'shvach. But if it's a name, a nickname, or last name, which is a praise, mutter, obviously that's permissible to call him by that. It's only not permissible when it's l'ganai. Let's keep going for a little bit. Amrle Rava l'Rafam Bar Papa, Rava said Rafam Bar Papa, Lemelan Mar, Mehane Mili Mal Yasa Davi Avid Rav Huna. He asked him, please tell us some of the great deeds of Rav Huna. So we're talking about now some, continuing the great deeds of different Amoraim. Amrle responded, Biyankuse lo dechirna, in his youth, I don't really remember his great deeds, Bisivuse dechirna, but I remember when he was older. What did he do? Dekol Yoma de'iva, in every cloudy day when it would be windy, they would take him out in a golden chair because he was very rich, and he would inspect the entire city. Any wall that would seem dilapidated and he was worried it would fall down, he would destroy it. If the owner was capable, if he had enough money, he would rebuild it. And if the owner couldn't afford it, so then Rav Huna would build it on his own, with his own money, to make sure that there wasn't any dangerous walls, there weren't any dangerous walls in his city. Similarly, every Friday, he was sent a messenger to the market. Any vegetable that was left over from the growers and sellers, he would buy the extra vegetables. The Shari Le Lenari would throw it into the river. So the Gemara says, why would he do that? Why didn't he give the vegetables to the poor people? So he says, no, because then sometimes they would rely on the fact that they would get the extra vegetables from Rav Huna, and sometimes there wouldn't be any extra vegetables, and then the poor people would have nothing to eat. And since they would rely, they won't come to buy in the market, and therefore it's better to not let the Aniyim rely on him. Why did he give it to animals to eat? He held that food fit for human consumption cannot be given to animals. We'll see Rashi why. Then he shouldn't buy it at all. So he says, no, nimseis machshilin lasi lavo, because that would cause them to stumble in the future. Why? I mean, if no one would buy the extra vegetables, then the next week the growers wouldn't bring as much, and then eventually one week they wouldn't bring enough for everyone, and people wouldn't have food for Shabbos. Similarly, ki havi le milsed asusa, when he would have medicine, havi male kuza vitali le besefa de besa, he would fill a jug with the medicine and hang it in his doorway. Va'amar, you say, kol devoy lesi v'lishkol, whoever needs this medicine, come and take it. V'ika da'amri, Milsa de Shivsa, Havi Gomer, some say he learned and knew the ways of Shivsa, who was a certain demon. Vahavi Manach Kuza de Maya, and the version of the story is he would hang a jug of water in his doorway, Vidali La, and hang it up. Vahamar, he would say, Kol de Tsarach Leise Vileo de Lo Vistach, and he would say, anyone who needs it, who's going to eat, come and wash their hands, so they don't put themselves in a dangerous situation because of this Shivsa. So you won't be in a dangerous situation when you eat your bread. To make sure, listaking, period. New point. Whenever he would eat bread, whenever he would have a meal, he would open up the door to his house. He would say, anyone who needs food, come and eat. Rava said, Kulu matzina mekaimana, all of these things I can do, levar meha, except for the last one of opening up my house whenever I eat. Lo matzina, lo me'avad, I can't do that. Why? Mishum de nafishi b'nei chela de mechuzah, because they're just simply, chela literally are soldiers, but I mean there are too many people in mechuzah, there are too many Jews, and I simply can't open my house up at every meal to allow any person to come in and eat from my meal. Okay. But that was the tzidkus of Rav Huna, those were his great deeds. Let's see Rashi on that. Biyoma de Eve, on a cloudy day, Yom Hamunon, on a cloudy day, Dahviruch, Menasheves, when the wind will blow, Mistafid Lotapil Chomos, is worried that the to make sure that the walls wouldn't fall. Buguharka teva tulio bagalas, type of box that was hung on a on a wagon. Visharos, I'm sorry, there was Saros Yoshos Vahana, and the officers or the great rich and noble people would sit on them. Visir bodek, he would inspect. Targum poked, the unclus translates poked misair, to inspect. Kmo hai tavcha lo sar sakina kame chacham, as the Gemara says, a butcher who does not inspect his knife in front of a chacham. Kiavle milsa da susa, when he would have medicine. Ramile akuzo demaya lo garsin, we shouldn't have the words that he would hang it in a jug of water, because it wouldn't be a jug of water, it would be a jug of the medicine. Zavanle v'shadele benara, he would buy the vegetables and then throw them into the river. L'hachi zavanlehu, this is why he bought them. Di havi mishtair midi, if they'd be left over, l'gugam, to the growers. Azali ibud, they would go to waste. Why? D'michma shav Shabbos, because they would shrivel up and dry up over Shabbos. V'nim seis machshin lasi lava, and this would cause them to make mistakes in the future. D'lo maisi yarki lusur Shabbos, they wouldn't bring enough vegetables to the market the next week to provide for everyone's suit of Shabbos. The poor people would rely on the vegetables Rav Huna would bring them, and therefore they would say, we don't need to buy. Maybe the next week there wouldn't be any leftovers, and then they won't have what to eat on Shabbos. So that's why he wouldn't give them to the poor people. You shouldn't give human food to animals, because it's disrespectful, disgraceful for the food. It seems like you're not appreciative of all the blessings and good that Hashem gives the world, because you're sort of wasting it by giving it to animals. Or because we know in general the Torah is very careful not to waste the money of Jews, and therefore it's not proper to waste the food and waste money and give human food to animals. So if you can't give it to animals, certainly you can't throw it down the river, into the river. So Rashi explains, v'zarek l'nahar, he would throw into the river, the v'hochel l'makom acher, and would travel down the river to somewhere else, and other people would find it, v'ochel l'nosan and eat it. Kashmat Rashi says, this is interpretation, he heard. Milsa deshivsa minhag shadim, he knew the customs of the demons, shemazikin, that would injure, l'mishi yochel v'eno notel yadav, someone who would eat without washing his hands. The shivta Kahach, the Garcia Mesachas Yuma, this shifta we learn about in Mesachas Yuma, Am Rabbi, Mishum Shifta. Again, see there, Rabbi talks about shifta. Havitale lahu kuza demaya, kihechi delimshu yadai mina, therefore he would hang the jug of water so that people would be able to wash their hands. Rabbi says, I could do all of them, bar mihach, except for this one, chutz mizu, this last one, the kol man devoy havi ayal v'achal, to say that anyone can just come and eat and come into my house to take whatever you want. Why not? Because there are too many people in Mechuzah. Rashi seems to not have the word chila, soldiers. So therefore Rashi explains that the Ika ani tfei, there are too many poor people. The kamichli karna, they'll consume the principle, meaning they'll eat everything I have, and I don't have enough food just to allow any poor person to come in and eat whatever they want.